in your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest.
SpeakUpAndStayAlive.com. That's SpeakUpAndStayAlive.com.
Is your microwave making you sick? Well, today we're going to take a look at how microwaved food can negatively affect your health. I've been talking to you lately about radio frequencies, electromagnetic hypersensitivity that so many of us have, but attribute it to either being tired, old, stressed, or whatever, when in fact, it could just be the sea of radiation we live in today. The incessant use of cell phones, wireless computers, cordless phones, and so on. So when I received an email from a doctor friend of mine in Phoenix, Arizona, with an article about microwaves by Catherine Ebeling and Mike Geary, I thought I'd share their findings with you. Well, almost everyone has a microwave oven or has access to one, either at home or at work or even restaurants. I bet your favorite healthy restaurant may depend on a microwave oven to quickly heat up or cook your foods. Now, did you know that the microwave oven came about quite by accident? One day, a scientist stood directly in front of a beam of a working magnetron in his lab and discovered that a candy bar in his pocket had melted. Curious about what just happened, he placed kernels of hard corn into the beam of the magnetron tube, and you know what happened? Popcorn! So in 1945, he applied for a patent on the first radar range, and soon after, Amana introduced the first kitchen model called the radar range. Well, as good marketers, they realized that a radar range sounded scary, so they used the generic term microwave. Micro meaning small, and waves perhaps to remind us of the sun and the sea, tiny warm hearths, so small and comforting. And so the microwave eventually came to be seen as a safe and smart kitchen essential. So the question is, are microwave ovens safe, and is it okay to eat the foods cooked in them? Before I answer that question, let's just think about this from a common sense thought process. The human digestive system evolved over hundreds of thousands of years to digest food that was either raw or cooked in water or by heat. However, food cooked via microwaves is totally alien and unknown cooking method to the human digestive system. It's just common sense to me that such a radically different cooking method will alter the chemistry of the food and perhaps to negatively impact our health. So now let's get to the science of it. Let's look at how a microwave oven works. Microwaves are a form of radiation that run along the electromagnetic spectrum. The spectrum is made up of different energies, including radio and light waves. It even has gamma radiation, which is deadly to people in large doses. Each of these energies has its own identifying characteristics. These characteristics are often measured in terms of frequency. Frequency is determined by how often a wave might repeat itself. Have you ever thrown a pebble into a pond and watched the rippling waves? Well, much like a ripple in the water, microwaves have to start from a source and empty outward. And each wave will have a top and a bottom and a high and a low point. So a microwave heats food by exciting the molecules inside the food particles. When the particles get excited, they vibrate back and forth. This causes a tremendous amount of friction and therefore heat. Now, you know, if you've ever rubbed your hands together, you know that the surface of the palms can get hot or warm in a few seconds. This is because the surface of the skin has particles, and rubbing them together causes friction and heat. Microwaves do the same thing, but only internally. So the food molecules vibrate up to several million times a second. This molecular vibration is what heats the food. The agitation then deforms the molecules in the food and creates new, unnatural compounds previously unknown to nature. These strange foreign compounds in microwave food have been shown to damage the blood, the digestive system, and our immune systems. Extensive research was conducted in both Switzerland and Russia on microwave foods and their effects on the human body. Both studies concluded that microwaving foods significantly deteriorated the nutrient value of the food, distorted protein molecules in the food, and created new, radically unnatural compounds. Most alarming, however, was that the subjects' health deteriorated from eating the microwave foods. Some of their findings included blood hemoglobin, that's the extremely important oxygen-carrying component of the blood, decreased significantly after eating microwave foods. The white blood cell count rose, as it does in response to an infection. LDL cholesterol, that's the bad cholesterol, increased. And HDL cholesterol, the good guys, decreased. Carcinogenic, which means cancer-causing agents in the food, increased, which can cause digestive system cancers. So when food is cooked in a microwave oven, it has significantly less B vitamins, C vitamins, vitamin E, essential minerals and fats, broken down and denatured proteins, loss of vital enzymes. So you're saying, all right, well, maybe is it just okay to heat leftovers in the microwave just once in a while? Here's the answer. No. Actually, food heated in a microwave is heated unevenly, creating superheated spots and cool spots. And those cool spots may actually harbor bacterial growth such as salmonella, and you may end up with food poisoning. In addition, when you use plastic containers or plastic wraps in contact with your food, you end up getting all sorts of nasty chemicals that I can hardly pronounce, like diethylhexyladeptate, or DEHA, which is known as a carcinogen, bisphenol A, or BPA, a cancer-causing agent in plastics, xenoestrogens, which are synthetic estrogens, all can be found in your food. In fact, in one study recently, it was found that carcinogenic ingredients in plastic wrap were 10,000 times the FDA limit for safety. Now, exposure to that BPA, which is used to manufacture plastics, like in plastic wrap, has been shown to cause reproductive problems and erectile dysfunction and has been linked with cardiovascular disease and diabetes in humans. Xenoestrogens are really nasty synthetic estrogens that seem to show up everywhere. In men, xenoestrogens can cause low sperm count and feminization, like the dreaded man boobs, and breast cancer and reproductive problems in women. Xenoestrogens also promote weight gain around the belly and in chest and in men. And in women, it shows up as fat in the butt, hips, thighs, and the backs of arms. So in addition to being really unhealthy, microwave foods can make you fat. And here's a warning. Parents, never warm baby food, milk, or formula in the microwave oven. Not only can it superheat the milk and burn the baby, but microwaving destroys the very valuable nutrients, enzymes, and proteins vital to baby's growth. And here's something that's kind of scary. In 1991, a patient in Oklahoma received blood that had been warmed in a microwave oven. The patient died of severe anaphylactic reaction to the blood. Perhaps the microwaving created something totally unrecognizable by the body. Now, was there something else going on here? I don't really know, but I certainly would not want my blood transfusion to be nuked. So, if you want to be safe, healthy, and lean, avoid your microwave totally. In fact, when you decide to stop using your microwave, unplug it. Radiation still continues even when it's not running. I no longer use my microwave and I haven't missed it at all. There are far healthier and better alternatives. Eat your vegetables and fruits raw, preferably, or if cooked, just saute lightly or steamed until tender crisp in a pan on the stove. When I heat water for tea, I do it in a pan or a tea kettle instead of the microwave. And it may take a little extra thought, but plan ahead and defrost frozen foods in the refrigerator. Heat up all leftovers over a low heat in a pan or a toaster oven. I mean, it'll still only take 4 to 5 minutes to heat up leftovers. And if you must use a microwave, although after this discussion, I don't know why you would, use only glass containers instead of plastics. So today, I ask you to try an experiment. Spend this next week microwave oven free. We get enough of this harmful radiation from our cell phones, Wi-Fis, and so on without voluntarily eating it. So can you do it? I think you can, and you should. And by the way, I've posted this segment on our website, speakupandstayalive.com. Please feel free to email that link to this page to your friends and family so they can make the smart decision to throw out their microwaves and protect their family's health.